E1, number 20A.
We have been considering this Christianity order with a focus on idea, building up, so to say, in divine consciousness the bigness of an idea. The turning point in this order is really spirit. Usually it's the middle synonym in an order that gives one a turning point. Here everything centers around spirit because of that universal reflection which gives us really the greatness of the idea, showing that each idea reflects each other idea. And then we said, but what is the purpose of that reflection? When all ideas reflect each other. And so we come to the essence of reflection. Always life, truth, and love is the essence of it. And the essence of it is that each idea as life fathers every other idea. And as truth, that each idea sonships every other idea. And that love shows that every idea mothers every other idea. Now, what does this mean? And I would say that this very point here is, so to say, the pivot, the central point of any true sense of Christianity. I feel if we understand just this very point, namely life, truth, and love in Christianity, we really touch on a scientific, pure, big sense of Christianity. I mean, everyone since the birth of Christianity tries to be a good Christian and tries to demonstrate Christianity and show forth Christianity, but most of it was always just a human sense of Christianity. Humanly to be good to the other. Humanly to be merciful and graceful and humble to the other. It was always people to people in a nice relationship. And naturally this is very nice, and it is better than when people hate each other and are jealous of each other and criticize each other. It is certainly better, but it's still people to people. It's a relationship in a people universe. And this has nothing to do with true Christianity. Namely, where we see the realm of ideas at work and see within the realm of ideas these relationship of fatherhood and motherhood and sonship. So I would like to take just this very point tonight and elaborate on that point as a specific law within the Christianity order. I mean, the Christianity order taken as a whole is naturally the great law of Christianity, and within that law we can have that specific law of life, truth, and love in Christianity. I like to call it, or it just happened that way in one of our seminars, that we called it the family law. Because it is the father of the son and the mother in relationship, and Mrs. Eddy calls it the universal family. And so we, in order to label it and to know what we are talking about, we called it the family law. And I would like to enlarge on it, and so I make here a new diagram and then come back to the other one again and see what this family law means. Family law means. It's that family law which would give us really what? Namely, we went out from the universal reflection. That was spirit on which we built. of ideas, huh? That's the basis of that family law. And within that universal reflection of ideas, we have life, namely the universal reflection of ideas as fatherhood, sonship, and motherhood of the ideas, huh? This is the big family law. Let's be clear right from the beginning again. It's not the word where we have life as God the Father, or truth God as Son, or love God as Mother. Here we have in the focus ideas, and therefore we have the fatherhood of ideas, where the idea fathers every other idea, where we have the sonship of ideas, ideas sonshipping each other idea, and where the idea mothers every other idea. So we can really ask ourselves, what does this imply, this relationship? And so we could start with life and see it is the fatherhood of ideas. Let's take this first, that's life. And we can ask ourselves, what do we mean by that natural symbol of fathering, of fatherhood? This is really not an exact, abstract symbol, and so we should really replace it by the meaning of fatherhood. What do we mean by fatherhood? What qualities are embraced or hinted at with that symbol of fatherhood? What does a father do? He provides,
maintains,
maintains, gives, gives, supplies, supports, yes, projects, gives, supports, we have, yes, maintain, pardon?
Feeds.
Feeds, yeah. Well, we have these qualities which really could be summed up just in one term, fatherhood. But if it is the fatherhood of an idea in a universal reflection, see, it isn't the fatherhood of God as we had, for instance, in life, in Absolute Christian Science, in Christianity, remember? Absolute Christian Science, Christianity, life and love. We had under life really these qualities, but as the fatherhood of God there. Here we come to the fatherhood of ideas. And seeing it as universal reflection. Up there, can you figure out in the chart, up in Christianity, in Absolute Christian Science, we had life and love. Their life was always only showing one relationship, namely the source to its idea, where we had life as maintaining the idea, supporting the idea, providing the idea, giving everything to the idea, flooding the idea with all ideas. But here we have, because it is based on spirit as universal reflection, we have to see this quality of fatherhood of ideas in the fundamental reflection. And so we can ask ourselves, in a universal reflection, what are the most fundamental relationships of reflection? And so we can say, yes, there is A. First, that each idea is related to itself. That's the very first relationship. That it is, therefore, a reflection, the fatherhood of the idea, to itself. That's the first relationship which we have, that we are related to ourselves. Another relationship is that I relate each idea to every other idea. I go out, so that I have a relationship of each idea, of the idea to every other idea. Yes? And then I see a third, see a relationship, namely that each other idea, every other idea is related also to itself. You see that? Every other idea, I think, huh? Yeah. Every other idea to itself. Yeah. And finally, D, I can see the relationship of every other idea to every other idea. I think these are the fundamental relationships that we have to consider in a universal reflection, namely that an idea is related to itself, and an idea is related to every other idea. But I also can see that every other idea is related to itself, and then that every other idea is related to every other idea. And in this way, through these, I think, four fundamental direction of relationship, I think we cover the whole realm of the universe, or all relationships, so to say. So that if we take now the fatherhood of ideas and substitute for fatherhood all those nice terms which we have put down, and begin now to exercise or contemplate this law, therefore we see what? We see that in the realm of ideas, that's Christianity, in the realm of ideas, our attitude should be that we begin to see that every idea, I begin now with A, that every idea fathers itself. Can you see that? That every idea fathers itself. What does it mean? That every idea really provides, maintains, gives, supports, projects, feeds itself with all ideas, with all qualities. Can you see what you are beginning to do when you state that, and you begin to see that all what you are interested in is really the nature of idea, the consciousness of ideas, so that you uphold in consciousness the fatherhood of idea first as A, that you see yourself not as a mortal, not as a human, but as an idea, which you father, to which you give, everything as the Father gives. That you give to yourself as idea all ideas. That you provide yourselves with all ideas. That you maintain your consciousness with all ideas. That you give to yourself all ideas. That we support ourselves with all ideas. That we project on ourselves, on the ideas. That we feed our nature, our true being, only with ideas. Can you see that? Can you see that this is at once the corrective law for all that what we do wrong in our life from morning to night? Here we find in this family law really the truth about an attitude which is wrong usually from morning to night in a mortal. Because every one of us somehow or other fall into the error of providing us with illusions, of giving and attributing to us error and not ideas. Yeah? Isn't it so that we say that we have all these statements of I am not intelligence. I have no opportunities. I don't have this ability and faculty and opportunity. I don't have this, I don't have that. What do? We attribute or give or project on our being illusions instead of ideas. We don't father ourselves. So you can easily take these qualities of fatherhood and see what is the false sense of fatherhood. Namely, the false sense of fatherhood is instead that we provide ourselves with something, we deprive ourselves from something. We deprive ourselves of having understanding. We deprive ourselves of having a big future. We deprive ourselves of having all the opportunities of life. We deprive ourselves of having a great stature of manhood. We deprive ourselves of all sorts of things. Instead of maintaining what we are, we run everything down what we are. We say to ourselves, I'm too young for that, I'm too old for that, I'm not educated enough for that, or I'm not intellectual enough for that. We don't maintain, we do the very opposite. We run it down. Instead of giving everything to ourselves, we rob ourselves of everything, mentally. We rob ourselves of all the ideas which are at our hand by feeling that we don't have them, that we just don't have them. Instead of supporting us with ideas, we really run ourselves down. Instead of projecting everything on us, we take away. Instead of feeding ourselves, we just deprive ourselves of everything. Can you see what the mentality this touches? What the mentality of absolute, deep, practical, daily significance that this law is. Because we always do the opposite. We may never have heard the sense of a family law, but we have certainly practiced the opposite of that family law day in and day out, year in and year out, all our life. Instead of doing the A there to father ourselves, we were depriving ourselves of all the ideas. If we go to B, then we have the same thing again, just in another relationship, that we look at a situation, that's the relation to every other idea. We look at the situation, we look at somebody. Instead of looking at somebody in the way of idea, we look at him as a body, as a person, as a mortal. And then we really deprive him of everything. Then we think about him, and so instead of really providing every other one with the fact that he as idea has also everything, we run him down. We criticize him. We always criticize him, what he's doing wrong and why he's doing wrong and what is missing with him and why he's no good and what he makes, what he does wrong and so on. Can you see this depriving of a situation or of a person of the fact that every idea reflects every other idea? So if we train ourselves, really as a training, just as we make our finger exercise on the piano, we train ourselves just to sit down and see that my attitude must be the attitude of that Father to the whole universe. So that we have an attitude where we just project out into the universe, project out to every idea in the universe. All the ideas of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth and love, and give to the whole universe, only ideas and not illusions. Then we can really say we father every other idea. We father the universe. Every other idea, it's the universe. Can you feel the spiritual impact of such an attitude? That you begin just to train ourselves, and training, that within ourselves there is only an idea speaking, and that idea is fathering the whole universe, every other idea. That constant projection, a constant giving of all the other ideas. Not asking our five physical senses how a situation or the person looks like. And then judging a situation according to that. This is not the law of the ideas. The law of the ideas doesn't take into consideration how a material situation looks like, how somebody looks like, how he acts like. No matter if he acts wrongly or not wrongly, that is no concern of us in the law of ideas. If only ideas are true and the other thing is anyway not true and illusion, then we have to culture and activate that fatherhood sense of the idea where I, as conscious idea, I am constantly projecting into the universe only ideas. Ideas of mind, of spirit, of soul, of principle, of life, of truth and love. Can you see that this is a completely different attitude than to say, well, God Almighty, He will look after this situation, or He will look after this and that person. That's not the family law here. Huh? That's the word. But here, we take on the spiritual responsibility and say, I stand in the place of God, I stand in the place of the Word, because at the point of Christianity, I, as idea, stand in the focus, and therefore my conscious consciousness is just projecting out all the ideas. Without restraint, without human evaluation, without any other further consideration. I am a well of life. I am a well of life. And it's just that sense that in me there is such an inexhaustible well of life that I can afford it to project out, to let flow out of me only ideas, 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 nothing else. So in that way, Christianity begins to grow within oneself, where we just don't put every responsibility into the hands and into the laps of God Almighty and say, He can do it. Now I have to do it because I am one with God. I act at God's stead. You say that? At God's stead? In God's place. Because principle and idea is one. Such a consciousness is fathering the universe. So that when we come to see, we also begin to see something more. We just build up more and more that whole universe of life at sea. We see that every idea or every other idea is also fathering itself. So that when I look at the universe, I also know that the whole universe is fathering itself. This is very important, because so often we may be in a situation where we say, yes, I see this situation in the true light, or I see him in the true light, but he doesn't see him in the true light. He doesn't. So I admit that there is not that relationship of see there. I admit that something is missing in the one universe of life. Is that clear? See? So that I even go one step further and begin to see that in reality or in that realm of idea, the whole universe is also fathering itself, giving to itself all that it needs. So I know that everyone is also conscious of its fatherhood sense of itself, therefore fathering itself, therefore knowing itself, therefore providing itself with all ideas. Now, this is a state of consciousness. I don't have then to ask my eyes and my ears if that is so or not. That is naturally losing the standard. If I ask then for a confirmation, my eyes and my ears, if the other is really fathering himself or not, then I have lost the standard of the whole chart. I've gone right below the chart.